Taking a deep inhale, I'm inviting you to find a comfortable seat. Feeling your sit bones touching the ground or the chair you're sitting on. Feeling your feet on the ground. Maybe feeling the connection with your back and the seat you're sitting on. Connecting to your breath as another anchor to come back to the present moment. Every time your mind takes you away, reminding yourself that thoughts are just like outside noise. We can't control them. We can't really stop them. All we can do when we get caught up in a story associated with one of our thoughts is to come back. For the next 10 minutes, I'm inviting you to practice that. Coming back to what is, coming back to your breath, or to another anchor, which can be your feet on the ground, or the connection of your sit bone on the floor, or the chair you're sitting on. Remembering that you're exactly where you need to be right now. I'm going to say it again. You're exactly where you need to be right now. It is only the mind that wants to create stories with what isn't. And the truth is, whenever we feel suffering, it means we're disconnected from the present moment. And that we're lost maybe in a scenario that is being created by your mind. So I'm inviting you to take a deep inhale. Coming back to your what is, to your breath, to the present moment. Reminding yourself that there's not really anywhere to get to. Feeling the movement of your breath, maybe. In your chest. Or simply focusing on the air moving through your nostrils. Relaxing your tummies. Again, reminding yourself that outside noise cannot be stopped, just like our thoughts. It's simply about keep coming back to our breath, to the present moment, to that sweet spot in between the noise. Feeling your nervous system calming down. As if all of a sudden, because we're less caught up putting our energy in places that are not really happening, somehow we have all this new energy to enable ourselves to see things maybe we don't usually see. Whether you have your eyes closed or your eyes open, are you able to find it in you to simply keep coming back to your breath whenever judgment or comparison or even a fixing mind story is coming up? Are you able to trust or simply surrender that you're exactly where you need to be right now? And when I say surrender, I mean letting go of control, letting go of outcomes with your mind. Simply trusting that we're always all doing our best. Are you finding it in you to have compassion for yourself? Again, coming back to what is, to the present moment, to feeling your feet on the ground, to feeling your back connected to the chair you're sitting on, to feeling your breath moving through your chest or the air landing between your upper lip and your nostril. Simply being mindful. Mindful of the different parts of your body, of the different sensations, of your internal mapping. Are you feeling anxious right now? How does that feel when you say anxious? Is it simply tension somewhere in the body? I'm inviting you to also maybe dwell in the possibility that whatever emotion comes up does not need to be labeled as good, as bad, or maybe it's just energy moving through you. So I'm experiencing sadness. I'm witnessing joy without simply attaching ourselves to the label, kind of keeping a distance. Knowing that we are not sadness, we're not our joy. And that the truth of impermanence is pretty much all there is. Coming back to our breath. Coming back to every new moment unfolding, starting. Again, coming back whenever you witness your mind taking you away from the present moment. Reminding yourself that we practice because there is somehow a beginner's mind. Every meditator has a beginner's mind. I.e., we never know how we're going to wake up. We never know what's going to come up. But all we can do is literally observing with compassion, coming back to what is, and holding space for it all. What feels pleasant, what feels less pleasant, knowing that we have the space within ourselves to literally carry it all. So on this note, I will invite you to put your hands in prayers if you feel called to, or to put a hand on your heart, literally bowing to all of you, all of yourselves, all of your being, enabling you to surrender to what is, and trusting that you're exactly where you need to be right now. Otherwise, you'd probably be somewhere else. You're exactly where you need to be right now. Thank you for your patience. And I'm wishing you a beautiful evening or day.